Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coach Long, Rocky Long, what a pleasure. How are you, sir? Good to talk to you this evening.
I'm good. I appreciate you guys taking me early. We were going to have practice a little bit longer, but they practiced so well, we cut a little bit short.
How about that? I like to hear that.
Well, first and foremost, Coach, we want to apologize. We've been sending Matt Scraby down there to during these press conferences, and he hammers you with questions. And, you know, like the gentleman you are, you answer them perfectly, straightforward. But we want to, me and Chris want to apologize for his behavior at these press conferences.
Don't apologize. Right? That's what we have press conferences for, so people can ask any question they want. They might not like the answer they get, but they can ask any question they want.
Well, we appreciate you being so kind to our boy, Matt Scraby. He means well. He means well. Coach, first, I want to congratulate you on a great season. And I bet you a lot of people haven't probably said that to you this year because you're 7-5 and you didn't get to where you wanted to go. And I'm sure that you yourself are a little disappointed on a lot of those things because you guys set certain goals. But I think with everything you went through this year and the injuries and all of this quarterbacks and running backs and offensive linemen that went in and out, you still ended up with a pretty nice little resume. And to go to a ninth consecutive bowl game, I've been around the Aztec program long enough to actually appreciate what has happened here, and going to a ninth consecutive bowl game is quite an achievement. So I congratulate you on a fine season. I don't know how much of that you agree with me on.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. We're pretty excited that we got to go to a bowl game again, got another bowl bid, and 9 years in a row, there's 14 teams in the country that this is their ninth straight bowl game, and there's only two non-Power 5 schools, and we're one of the two. Boise State's the other one, but the rest of them are Alabama and those kind of guys. So there's only 14 in the whole country that have been to nine straight bowl games, and we're only one of two that is not a Power 5 school. So, you know, we're happy, we're proud, we're excited that we get to play, but deep down, we're a little disappointed. I mean, we played a lot of close games this year, and when you play a lot of close games, you usually win half of them and lose half of them. We won more than we lost, but there was two or three games at the end, especially two of them, that I think we should have won. We're the better football team, and we made a couple bad plays, so the other team won the game, and that's very disappointing. And where we are in the program, we played a bunch of young guys, and we had injuries. We have. If we want to make excuses, there are excuses, but competitors don't make excuses. They just make plays.
That's right. Coach Long, one of the things that I've appreciated listening to your press conferences is how honest you are. And I don't know if we in the media were listening to you throughout the course of this year, but as you guys piled up the injuries and had to use so many different players, I felt like you were telling us, listen, we can't be the team that we want to be with all of the injuries and all the different things we had going on. Was it frustrating for you as a coach knowing that you guys couldn't quite get to where you maybe saw this team getting to with the injuries that you guys had all year?
Well, it's frustrating. You know, what's really frustrating is that you actually know what's going on. It doesn't mean it makes you happy.
Right.
It doesn't mean it makes you sad. You just know what's going on. And then our expectation level, our personal expectation level is so high. And then the people that are fans of ours, their expectations are high too. So when you don't meet the expectation level, there's obviously some disappointment. But, you know what's going on. When you play 23 freshmen in a football game, you know exactly what's going on. If you take the emotion out of it, you know exactly what's going on. But that doesn't make it any more fun.
I heard that.
Coach Rocky Long is with us from the Aztecs. They'll be heading to the Frisco Bowl December 19th. You know you're going to be the lone show in town that night, by the way, Coach. You get, I think, you're the only bowl game on that Wednesday night. So you'll get the national stage, and that'll be fun, I'm sure, for the kids to get to play and know everybody's going to be watching. you talked a little bit about this program needing to reevaluate itself at the end of this season. I've heard you mention it a couple of different times down and near the end of this season. What, now that the season is over, and or the regular season's over, I mean, what do you mean by that, and how sincere, I mean, how important is it that you take a whole nother look at everything right now?
I think it's about time. I mean, you know, you get kind of complacent sometimes when you're winning 10 and 11 games and you do it 3 years in a row. Sometimes you get complacent. Now, I don't think we got complacent. I think the other things are a major factor, playing so many young guys, the injuries. We actually lost three of our coaching staff last year and replaced them with guys. Not that the guys we replaced them with aren't good coaches, but they didn't know our system as well as the guys that left, because the guys were here 9 and 10 years in that system. So that was a transition period. So there are reasons maybe we didn't meet expectation level, but I think when you don't, you have to evaluate everything. Number one, you evaluate yourself, because you might be the problem or you might help be the solution. Then you evaluate your coaches, and then you go into evaluating your players, and you evaluate the ones that are here all the time. But I'm talking about in recruiting. You evaluate your recruiting. Are we getting the right guys? Are we getting enough talent? Are we getting, you know, tough guys? Are we getting guys with the right attitude? But what I'm really looking for is, I didn't think we had the edge this year that we normally have. You know, we go out there, we're normally the most physical team, we're the toughest team, and I didn't get that feel this year. I got the feel like we were about like everybody else, and it comes down to one or two plays instead of us being the guys that set the tone and control the line of scrimmage. I don't think we did that this year. So there's something we're not doing, or there's something we're not emphasizing to get that done. So we're looking for that answer.
Head coach of the San Diego State football team, Rocky Long, joins us here on Gwen and Chris 97.3 The Fan. Coach Long, you got a bunch of players from Texas on your roster. What does it mean playing in a bowl game that's going to be in Texas for those players?
Well, there's actually 10 of them from Texas on our team, and I'm sure they're more excited than anybody else, because not only do they get to play close to home and their family and friends all get to watch them play, as soon as the game's over, they just get in the car and head home for the vacation, you know.
That's right.
Everybody else has to get on the plane and come back here and then head home. So I'm sure they're excited about a lot of things. But, you know, it's fun to play. It's fun to play any bowl game, but it's fun for those guys that live close to there especially.
Coach, we really love talking to you. I mean, you gave me two or three good lines right there that I can't wait to take home with me. They were tremendous. You might be the problem. You may be a part of the solution. I mean, these are things that are good life lessons. I miss having my talks with you over the last couple of years. But look, tell us a little bit real quick before you go about Ohio and how much you get to know about an opponent going into a bowl game.
Well, right now we're learning about them, but since we have 2.5 weeks to get ready, we'll know more than we want to about them. They're like a lot of those MAC schools. They're big and strong up front. They're physically tough guys, and this team's on a roll. I mean, they finished second in their division of that conference, but they won 5 of their last 6 games. In the last 2 games, they scored 50-some points. I think they won 52-17 and 58-28 or something like that. So right now they're coming into this game hot, and we're coming in the other way. That doesn't mean anything. This is a one game season, and one game doesn't, you know, the games before don't matter, the games after don't matter. This is a one game season. So, but they're coming in hot, and they're big and physical. They like to run the ball. They can throw it if they want to, but they'd rather run it, you know, and they're big and strong up front on defense, and they play a very simple defense. You have to execute better. So they're a really good football team that's hot right now, and we're not hot right now, but we'll show up. We'll play.
You'll be ready. And last thing I just want to – I have to ask somebody, because I haven't heard you talk about Tizino this year. And I just want to know what you think of that guy's motor. And I don't know if you compare him to anybody else you've had, but sure seemed like he made almost every tackle you made on the field this year. That guy was unbelievable in my mind.
He had a great year, and the best thing, he's a junior, so he'll be back. But he had a great year, and if we'd had a little bit better team, if we'd have been in the championship game or something, he was probably the defensive player of the year in the league. Mm-hmm. But, and rightly so, they usually pick and give those two guys that are in the top team, two teams in the conference, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah. He's good, though. You're good, Coach. You're great. We appreciate you. And fantastic season. Let's finish it off with a win in the old Frisco Bowl, and we'll catch up to you soon. Thank you very much for your
time. Thanks,
Coach. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.